Adeshua's father, 35-year-old Olugbenga Adegbite, an electrician, expressed regret that his family was in a confused state as all his resources had been spent to ensure the survival of the little girl. Mr. Adegbite, who said he had not rested since his daughter was defied, appealed to the relevant authorities to assist his family as the girl needs proper treatment.
We want government to help us because we want to do the second surgery now so that the girl can feel okay. We try a lot also what we get to save the girl life, but now we are begging government to help us. We need money now to do the second surgery. Place that the girl is pooping is from the stomach, so they want to return the intestine to the normal place. So that's how we need government to help us.
Adeshua's mother, Mrs. Adegbite, who was sobbing uncontrollably while speaking to Radio Nigeria, said she had sold off all her valuables in order to raise money for the treatment of her daughter. She explained that the girl's condition was far from returning to normal because after excreting through the vagina, before the first surgery, her daughter now excretes through her tummy.
When we get home, we now notice that if the girl wants to poo, she's poo from her vagina. So we now go back to last suit. They tell us that we will need to do surgery. So I've done the first surgery. They said remain one. So by now, the girl is poo from her tummy. So they said we need another surgery for her because the girl is poo from her vagina.
Radio Nigeria visited Lagos State University Teaching Hospital last week, Ikeja, where little Adeshua was first operated on to find out whether another surgery would be required, but the doctor declined to speak. Efforts to reach the Lagos State Commissioner of Police, Mr. Fatai Owusheni, or the Police Public Relations Officer, Mrs. Dolapo Badmus, to comment on the matter proved abortive. It would be recalled that little Adeshua was reported to have been defied by an unknown man who adopted her from the church vigil she had attended with her parents, which caused her to start excreting abnormally. Radio Nigeria will keep you posted as the story unfolds. From Lagos, Mary Fatley for Radio Nigeria.